as with many towns, it's nice to be able to offer various types of specialties. Otherwise, people often have to travel some distance to get this kind of care. This will be an opportunity for people to stay closer to Macomb or McDonough County when they have a need.
Yes, the hospital has done a community survey on an every other year basis for many years, most recently in 2010/11, and ear, nose, and throat specialty was one of the many areas that were requested by residents in the McDonough County service area. And so we're very pleased that we've been able to enter in an agreement with an ENT who will come join the hospital medical staff in 2013.
And so to prepare for that, you're going to start by giving him, first of all, a home, so to speak.
Well, and the fact is that an ear, nose, throat specialist needs some office space suitable to their specific discipline. And so we have to create additional space for that purpose. The good news is when the people put together the plan for McDonough District Hospital and its ancillary buildings, Health Services Building 2 was constructed in such a way that there was literally room for a large wing addition. And so what we are doing is looking at expanding that facility to provide ENT space and then also create some general shell office space for future physician offices.
Now, what's the timeline? Would you expect to actually break ground roughly?
We would hope to break ground sometime in the spring or summer at the absolute latest. We are in the planning stages of the documents. We're in the time frame where we're trying to look at negotiating a reasonable construction project in terms of cost, in terms of the specifications. The architect for the project is working on those final drawings.
Now, the gentleman, Dr. Sparks, will be here about the middle of next year, somewhere late summer, perhaps. We tend to think of doctors, we want experience, but here's a gentleman who will be coming right out of, has been practicing and will have all the latest information and technology. So is that an advantage to MDH?
Well, you have a combination of physicians that you're trying to acquire into your marketplace who have completed an extensive educational and residency training period. So certainly, while this may be their first official new practice in a setting where they are employed, other than in a residency situation, the fact is they have a great deal of training, and we're delighted that Dr. Sparks will join us in 2013.
Do you have him, we'd be here for a certain amount of years under contract? Because obviously people might have some thoughts about that.
Well, generally speaking, when you do the physician recruitment, there is a contractual arrangement when you're employing a physician by the hospital. And in terms of that, which are usually multi-year based on mutually agreed upon criterion.
Now, will this will the new construction allow for an expansion of the ENT beyond Dr. Sparks?
Well, the building itself, the construction of the office space will allow for an ENT suite and then additional space for other physicians. If you look at the demographics of McDonough District Hospital service area, they are such that one full-time ENT is a reasonable accommodation to what the marketplace might need. We would love to think that there would be a need for future expansion, but at this point in time, we see one full-time ENT as a primary way to address that need in the community.
Estimated cost for the expansion of the building is between $3 and $4 million. Does that come from operating? I don't know how that would be funded. How would that be funded?
Well, in terms of the financial planning for this, there are some opportunities to do it from reserves. There's also opportunities that, given the financial marketplace we're in right now, it might be more appropriate to go to the bond market where interest rates are very low because, frankly, your reserve funds are not generating much interest. Perhaps it's more prudent to borrow the money.
So the board has not decided that yet, I think.
You are correct. When we get to a more finite cost, then the board will determine what's the appropriate financing mechanism.
And for the layman, I mean, obviously, your nose and throat, it talks about certain things. Well, what kind of maladies primarily would an ENT physician deal with?
Well, you're talking about having your tonsils removed. You're talking about adenoids. You're talking about ear tubes. You're talking about measures that you associate frequently with children who might be going through certain phases. And frankly, we've been unable to accommodate that in the community, and it's been a lack of the marketplace. And so people might go outside to a Galesburg or a Peoria or a Springfield, and basically, we want to serve people as close to McDonough District Hospital as we can, and by having an ENT on staff, that will enable us to offer that type of support.